How's it going, Seth?
You know, I don't know if our listeners understand the kind of technical hurdles we got to jump
to get week after this week, working. Baby.
I'm telling you, people, this is it's not a nightmare. It's just Gastor and I in two separate hot ass rooms. And every once in a while, one of us is screaming at each other while the other one is like, nah, I can't hear you. So
low key, like it's not stressful now, but it sort of sounds like one of my nightmares. Like
a little bit.
Real talk. It's mm-hmm. Like you ever had the dream where like you can't get up because like you fell asleep with your hand like under your pillow and like you can't move in the dream and you realize it's just because your arm fell asleep.
Oh, okay. Maybe I have. It's been a long time since I've had that one, but
feels like to me.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, I used to get that like once a month. Like I would fall asleep like on my arm because I would put my arm under the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And then that arm would be asleep, and then like in my dream I would need to do like a push-up for some reason, and then like I couldn't do it, and then like I'd wake up and do like 20 push-ups just to know I could,
right?
But in the night it was a nightmare every time. Over I wake up like panicking.
That's terrifying. What? Yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah, it happened a lot in like my early teens. I would asleep. Yeah. Admittedly, didn't have a mattress. I was sleeping on the floor because I wanted speakers. So I know that played a role in it. I wanted really big DJ speakers. My parents are like, where are you going to fit that? And I was like, I just got to get out the bed out the room. They said, don't do that. The bed goes with the set and you might need good sleep. I said, nah, that's preposterous. I need really big DJ speakers
uh-huh.
for this 10x10 bedroom.
Right.
And they were like, all right, live your life. And I got these huge speakers and I slept uncomfortably on the floor for about 8 years or so.
What? Stop.
Yeah, straight up. From like 14 to like 23, I slept on the floor until I got a futon.
Okay. Well, like, you know I didn't what?
Have a, like I didn't have a mattress from junior high till marriage.
Okay. I mean, I got to hand it to your parents for being like, all right, bro, great. This is your decision. Go on and fuck your back up. But also, there must have been, I'm sure while you were sleeping, your mother would open a door and look at you sleeping on the floor and weep. There's no way she didn't do that.
Straight up. Oh, yeah. But I had big speakers, though.
So crazy in my what? Room, bro. You should have put those. You should have laid those speakers down on their back. And fucking
crazy.
Just lined it with towels on top and then lay down on top of that. That's insane.
Straight up. Yo, my uncle had these speakers were ancient, too. Like my uncle used to DJ. He had the speakers. Then I got really into like audio and like I had like really good monitors for mixing, but I wanted to test it loud. And then I remembered he had speakers. I was like, yo, whatever happened to those speakers? You was really into that. He said, oh, I never threw them out. I just couldn't, bring them out to the apartment because my wife ain't like them. So they in the attic at grandma's. And I was like, yo, can I have them? He's like, hell yeah. So I had these speakers that was like legitimately 10 years older than me. and they was in the crib, all bass. They had no, sure. All the tweeters was done already. I had to replace the tweeters, and then I brought them in. And, like, my mom was, like, angry, A, because I was throwing out the mattress, B, because I was bringing in something loud, mm-hmm. and secretly, C, because I feel like she's like, yo, I already lived with these speakers before when I was in my house with my brothers and sisters.
Right.
And I thought I left that behind, and now you're bringing them back into my life in my house, Like, I left that house, and I left the speakers there. Here come her brother's speakers back again,
Okay, then maybe it wasn't your mother that watched you sleep on the floor. It was your father. One of your parents, while you were asleep, looked in on you and thought, this boy, I don't know about this one.
Straight up, yo. low-key, around the same time they decided to have new kids. I was the only child that whole time.
This ain't gonna work. What if we jump around first before we have sex? Something's gotta...
Let's run it back. Go figure. Hey, man, we trying, you know?
Oh, my gosh. And shout out to your wife for taking you in.
Yo, changed my life.
Yeah, it takes a village to raise a gas store,
Still happening. Real talk. Yeah, man. I mean, I got a Innerspring memory foam blend, you know?
Oh, my God. I just realized you sold mattresses.
Straight up. Nobody better. I knew what it was like to not have them and have them. Yo, I was an expert. I was like, yo, listen, this is what happens when you don't have it. Trust me. You don't want to be walking around like me, you know? I was bodying the sales.
My God. Mm-hmm. I mean,
there was 78 stores. We were number two in mattress sales in the country. And I trained my store in how to sell mattresses. They were like in like the 40s when I came in, and like I made like a whole presentation on how to sell mattresses, how to sell power beds. And like I schooled my whole department, and we started crushing it. And like, yo, gas store. That's how I got promoted. I became a manager after that because of how well I taught my store how to sell mattresses.
Wow.
Yeah, yo. Go figure. So low key, them speakers changed my life.
Yeah, you know? I mean, not in the way that you thought, but.
I thought I was going to be DJ Premier. Turns out, you know, it was going to be a catalyst to my comedy career. It allowed me to save up money faster, you know, because I was a furniture manager. All comes full circle, baby.
I mean, it does something. There were some loop-de-loops in there. It wasn't a full circle. There were some, at best, an oval. At best.
You can't see the through line? No?
I mean, there was something. I don't know. Some tangents. There were some tangents.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll be sounding crazy in pitch meetings now that I'm thinking about it, because you're supposed to like take these like generals,
right?
And, like, you know, they're like, so tell me about yourself, and like I'm realizing like I say all this shit in the meetings.
Yo,
every meeting to be like, it was interesting. To meet you.
That was a lot. Yeah, they I haven't taken a lot of meetings, but I find that they want you to talk the whole time, but not say a lot. Do you know what I mean? And I don't understand what that is. Like, if you want me to talk, I'll talk, but I mean, you're going to learn about me. That's my business. That's what I do.
Yeah.
So if I'm not allowed to just do bits at you, then I guess I'm going to talk about myself.
That's what I'm doing.
But that means you're going to learn about me. And so I'd hate to think I walked out of generals and they're like, "Ooh, Lord." But I mean, yeah, of course. "Ooh, Lord." That's where I get the joke ideas from. And that's how you found out about me. And that's why I'm standing in your weird little conference room as it is. Yeah. So
I never got that. Like my manager pulled me aside and said, "Hey, like, maybe tone down the Brooklyn a little bit, be a little more approachable, and then lean into the Brooklyn as they get to know you. You know, don't just start heavy Brooklyn from the beginning."
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know how else to be. This is me that is, and this is how the jokes happen. He's like, okay, fair. Maybe let me start the convo. And then, you know, we could work you in little by little.
But I mean, that makes it sound like you come in jumping on the table. You know what I mean? Like,
I come in hot. I ain't gonna front. Like, last generals we had, last set of meetings I had, the dude told me, like, he tried to relate to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, "Yeah, I got kids too." And like, he was clearly like older than me. And, you know, I'm not young anymore.
Right.
And he was older than me. And he was like, "Yeah, I got two kids." I was like, "How old are the kids?" And he was like, "Oh, they're like 2 and 3. And I was like, "Yo, you a wild boy."
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. All right. So we know we're not working with that company. We know that. We can go ahead. Was your manager in the room?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I kept it pushing. I was like, yo, you a wild boy. 2 and 3? For real? You crazy.
I hope that he just crossed the name of that, like, and that's done. Okay. I guess I'll just let him talk for the exercise of talking, because there's no way we're working with them now.
Yeah. We definitely broke down that meeting afterward. He's like, all right, so this is what I would have done if I were you. It was a lot of that afterward, yo. It's uh-huh. Like, yo, like, it was from my heart. I was like, yo, like, So what's your plan? Like, you gonna be playing in the sandbox at 55, my G? Like, we back, baby.
Oh man.
I'm sure you're gonna notice there's a bit of a less than smooth transition. You know,
actually, here is, if I'm allowed to pitch, please. If you could just put some elevator music in between what happened before and now.
I like that.
Or the sound of somebody dropping something or a cat going meow, something to let folks know that there were technical difficulties.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You know? Yeah, just absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. I genuinely I feel like I read about this constantly. You know, it's fun fact. This is the official launch of our fourth year. And we still don't know what the fuck we're doing. We're trying.
Oh my god. So we've done this for 3 years.
3 years full.
Wow.
3 years full, yo. Started as a lockdown idea, pass the time, stay sharp. We're 3 years in. The audience is growing. The technology is more complicated, but less agreeable.
I mean, the technology is also growing, just not at a rate that we would like.
Straight up. I think it's outgrown us, and it's mad that we're trying to hold it back.
Yeah, like, perhaps that's it. Maybe we are thinking too small.
Yeah, you know, I keep buying bigger computers, better cameras, and they're like, yo, you don't know what you're doing with me, you know? Let me flex, you know?
Right, yeah. that honestly could be it.
Straight up. I'm trying my best. I'm trying to learn as I go. But in the meantime, every now and then, the computers let us know, yo, like, you're not worthy, okay?
Yeah. So
you gotta get somebody that is.
So what you're hearing is the continuation of us starting the show. That little lull in between, that little blip, was like 4.5 hours difference.
That's it, you know?
That's it, just 4.5 hours difference.
You know, enough time for me to have a minor panic attack, trying to figure out what did I do wrong.
And enough time for me to go to the Museum of Modern Art and back. I went to MoMA. That's what I had scheduled. So I was I better go to MoMA and see this exhibit.
Yours sound way nicer than mine.
It was all right, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mine's involved a lot of USB cords, a lot of plugging and replugging. There was like a weird moment where like I looked at my old computer and I was like, I should have never left you, you know?
Oh, wow, okay.
You know, I'm so sorry. just reconsidering, replugging everything back into the old baby, you know?
I don't know
what I was thinking. But nah, we back, we here, we making it work.
Yep.
You know, doing what we do, War Report style, okay?
Oh, boy.
Holding this plane together with duct tape, baby.
Oh, my goodness. That's truly, truly held together with chicken wire and hope. Just Elmer's glue and prayer. That's what the War Report's made out of.
That's what we got, baby. That's all we got, but we're doing it, okay? Let's get into the news.
Okay.
Kicking off the show, we got FDNY responds to a Manhattan high-rise after a neighbor mistakes a Yule log on TV for the real fires. That's right. Yule log video sparked an emergency response at a Manhattan high-rise. A man thought he spotted flames through the window of an apartment down the street, so he called 911. 5 fire trucks arrived to battle what they thought was a blaze. It turned out the woman living in the apartment had put on a U-Log video on her big screen TV to help pass the time on a rainy day. I got my laptop, I made some tea, and I put on some candles in the fireplace. The woman said she says she plans to invest in curtains to cover her windows.
Okay, that's forward. How I know that this was these are white people. Look, no offense, absolutely no offense, white people, but I don't know what y'all have against curtains. Y'all got to start putting curtains up in your windows. The world is not that open for everybody. You know what I mean? You know, people can still see in. Even if you're high up, there's another building next to you that's probably close to being as high up as you are. Yeah. And they can see in.
That's fair.
And you know, the higher you get, the thinner the air is. So you're more confused. And that's how you look at a Yule log on someone's television and go, I need to call the fire department. Just get some curtains. Just get some curtains. Look how easy that is. Get some curtains. Add a little color to your apartment because I guarantee there's no color in your apartment.
Straight up. Millennium gray, baby.
Yeah, just that horrible pink, that weird pink. So just get a little curtain situation. Yo, I'm not mad at you about the Yule log. Like, I get it.
Pro Yule log.
Yeah. I mean, pro candles. My roommate was out of town last weekend and I had this set. Someone could have looked through here through the thick ass curtains I have and been like, is that smoke? Like, I was burning in here for sure.
Yeah. Yo, she was setting the mood. I was kind of with this. Like,
yeah, absolutely. You know, some alone
time. Why does date night need to have two people? You know?
It doesn't. Mine it never doesn't. Do. All my date nights are solitary.
Yo, that's beautiful.
Even the
hell
cat
yeah.
leaves me alone. Like,
you know, celebrate yourself. I think that's magical. Fun fact, I think they should both get some covers for their windows. Get some drapes on both sides. Why are you looking over there anyway?
Yeah, you know? That's true.
You know, it should be, I feel like every time you look out your window, it should feel like you're sneaking something, you know? Like, you should have to, like, move a thing to, like, kind of peek, you know? Otherwise, close it off to the world.
I don't know. Here's the thing that's happened to me. When I was growing up, my mother would open the blinds or curtains, whichever it was. Usually it was blinds, every morning. As soon as she got up, she'd get up, she'd open blinds, she'd open the vertical blinds on our patio door, just let the sun in. And every time she did that, I was like, bitch, what is you doing? Like, people can see. Even though, not that we were like on the ground, we were like second floor, but you can see, I can see up into it. Why are you doing that? And she's like, you just got to let the day in, right? You got to let the day in. And I'm we don't have to. It's raining, but she did it all the time. And then, you know, we moved out of the apartment. My parents moved into their house. And their house was like at the front of their subdivision, very first house in the subdivision. And they hung out in the sunroom, which was in the back of the house. So we would come around this curve, come up on the subdivision, and that house would be lit up like Christmas. Everything open, all the blinds open, could see straight through. And I would just pull into the driveway and come in and go, y'all, it's a good thing we ain't got shit because people can see everything we have. Close the blind, you know? But she was just like, I'll let the day in. And I'll be damned if I don't pull back the curtains in the front room of my apartment. I'm like, ooh, we need a little sunlight in here. I am angry every time I do it. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I also need to do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Only in the front. In the back is where my bedroom windows are. And my bedroom windows open out into the backyard of my upstairs neighbors. Okay. And we don't have any access to that. So that's basically everyone who's back there just looking into my bedroom. Those stay closed. Those stay closed.
No views.
Yeah. But the front I do. So, you know, I don't even know if it makes any sense to me, but I get it, like, just kind of letting in some sunlight.
Yeah.
But
my mom does it every day. She and like her, the front of her, like, her home, like, it's a huge connecting window, like five windows connected together.
Mm-hmm.
So like, she's like, yeah, I love doing it. It makes me feel like alive. And like the day is started. She's like, I do it. She does it every day. She and then she closes it as soon as it starts getting dark.
Yeah.
My dad, he doesn't like nature much, like at all. So like,
right.
I'm a fellow like not, you know, outdoors dude. So like, I remember asking him once when like I had my own place, like when I first moved out, and like I came to visit. I see mom doing it again. I was like, yo, like, why you cool with this? And he's like, yo, sometimes you gotta let people know how good you doing, you know? And
wow.
Like, I was like, okay. I was like, that's what's up. He's like, yeah. He's like, I ain't mad at it. He's like, I pay a lot of money to redo this place. I got a fire ass TV. He's like, I want everybody to see this shit. Like, yeah. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's cool. A lot.
Yeah, like I feel like he talks like the dude that owns a gun. And I'm like, I'm not that. That's you. I'm gonna keep my windows closed. I'm not gonna keep calling the cops for protection.
Right.
But you live very bravely and dangerously around these parts. All that for sunlight seems like a lot, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I do it partially because I am in a garden apartment. So if I don't open those curtains, it's just dark. It's no. So dark. It's the apartment when it's dark outside and the curtains are closed is just a cave. So I'm just like, for a few hours a day, for pennies a day, I can open the curtains, get a little bit of sunlight, remember that I'm partially human. And then as soon as a cloud covers the sun, I'm like, oh, that's enough. So
that's it. I've got enough. I always wonder if, like, I feel like that's the only reason New Yorkers get rodents. Like, I feel like mice and rats look inside apartments when the windows are open and they're like, yo, why is a cat in there? Like, what's different between me and them? You know, there's nothing they want that's in there, but just like the fact that someone else is there like them, they're like, yo, he walk on all fours. I walk on all fours.
You know? Oh, no. I think it's the opposite. I think that they are, you know, the cats are the guard dogs for the rodents. So they need to have like rats and mice need to have curtains open so that they don't just walk in to a trap. You know what I mean?
So they looking for cats.
They're looking like, oh, security guard. Oh, security. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Nope, not that one.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Yeah. I think that's probably how that works for them.
Yo, shouts to the white ladies without any curtains helping these mice survive, you know? That's the stuff, you know?
That's not why they're doing it. They're doing it because they feel free in a way that black and brown and that others will never feel. That's why. That's ultimately why.
That's it. White women and Scorpios. That's it.
What? No, oh, no Lord. Drake. No. What? No.
You think Drake and P. Diddy got covers on their windows?
I don't think about them at all. Fuck both of them. You gotta find better Scorpio representation. There's gotta be Drake and P. Diddy.
Okay,
man. Scorpio, what a terrible. Those are the worst people to link yourself to, Gastor. Especially right now, Drake is literally coming off as a 37-year-old incel. Have you heard? Man, yeah, you gotta get online. It is not a good look for him right now.
He made a really, really selfish album. I don't think he realizes it. I think I would have connected a lot with it at like 13.
Sure. Well,
you know, would have loved it.
Yeah.
His album is fire in junior high. You know, P. Diddy out here dancing in all of his kids' videos. Love it. You
know? Well, yeah, I think that's an agreement that they made when they were probably like four or five themselves.
Yeah, they had they didn't understand what they were saying.
They did not. No, much like everybody, they did not understand what they were signing.
Sign this. No, I'm your dad. I say it's good.
Yeah. No. So absolutely. But yeah, no, we're going to go look for. But are you still dancing? What's wrong with you?
I can't hear the name Diddy and not like dance. I feel like you have.
Oh man, we got to find better Scorpio representation.
Anybody got better Scorpios that I should like connect with? Let me know. Just send me some names. But right now, Diddy Drake is the 1-2 punch for me. In other news,
please help save them. Okay, let's see here. Go ahead. What's the other news?
Emergency alert test. Prisoners were busted with phones behind bars. Shot. That's right. The National Emergency Alert System test turned out to be a huge success for just about everyone. That is, unless you were a prisoner with an illegal cell phone. yo, this is awesome. Oh, man. Millions of cell phone users across the U.S. got an alert on Wednesday from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the FCC to ensure the emergency alerts reach the public at national levels. The phones received both a text message and made a loud alert noise. However, the testing system made prisoners who were hiding phones an easy target for prison guards. The New York State prison officials tell us they confiscated two phones at Sing Sing's correctional facility during the test. Additionally, a source at FCI Coleman Lowe in Florida says they too confiscated two phones during the emergency test.
Just two?
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like
that's not bad at all. That's
low key. That's following the rules.
Yeah.
You know, that's like that's just an extra payphone at that point.
Yeah, that's really not. I thought. Like it was cleaning out whole like wings.
Yeah.
You know? But no, that's two at Sing Sing. That's truly nothing.
Yeah. Like low key, I'm impressed with the discipline by these prisoners, you know?
Good for them for getting the word out and letting people know. Cause I don't, days before this alert happened, I was seeing tweets that were like, hey, if you are someone who has a phone hidden so that you can get out of like you're putting stuff together to get out of a abusive situation and you've got a phone, turn it off because this alert's going to come through and it'll fuck up your whole thing. Oh. And I saw that coming through and I was like, oh, wow. I guess there's I guess that's literally how I learned that there was some alert coming through those tweets. Okay. And second, I was like, that's a nice little heads up. And then I saw a thing about like, oh, people in prison are going to be ass out. And I'm like, oh, well, I hope they see this, you know, on their illegal phone. And it sounds like a lot of them did.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
They probably just keep them off until they need them anyway.
Yeah, you got to save battery.
You got to save battery. Where are you plugging those in? I don't talk about jail cells, but how many outlets do they have? Like,
asking the CEO, yo, can I borrow that USB cord?
You know what I mean? Like, who's got a cube? Does anyone have a cube?
Nah, B, I'm a droid head. You know what I mean? Can't help you. Yo, that's wild. That's what's up. Yo, shouts to these dudes, man. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
The discipline, you know, to either put away your phone or just not have the phones, you know? Either way, I'm impressed. I definitely think you have phones. Tons of phones.
Wait, I've got some more celebrity Scorpios for you.
Oh, okay.
Child, so many more that you can. All right, let's start with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I feel like I think he's nothing but the negatives.
What?
Isn't he like great actor? Love his like work on film.
Okay.
But isn't he like constantly like dating like 18-year-olds at like 50?
No, he's not 50 yet.
Okay. All right, rock on.
But, you know, I mean, like, as far as trash, let's start at trash with an Oscar, I guess. I don't know.
That's fair. He got an Oscar already? I thought he was always, like, just short.
No,
like,
he finally won one for the one with the bear.
Oh, that's
movie,
what's up. Okay.
The movie where he fought the bear. They were like, all right.
You almost died for this one. We got
to Yeah. But I see the bear didn't get nothing. I don't see why the bear. Best of all, something. Shit.
Real talk.
Anyway, I mean, that bear went on to be in Cocaine Bear, you know? Real talk. Like, he's getting work.
You know how hard it is to keep up with Leonardo with no dialogue? Yo,
yeah, come respect. On. Bill Gates?
Okay.
All right.
I got to tell you, I feel like that's more evil still.
Look here, man. I know you're Scorpios. I think you're starting to understand the issue. But I just need it to not be Diddy and Drake. There are so many other terrible people out there that you could be comparing yourself to. Let's broaden your horizon. You know what I mean? Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. Oh, I like him. That's the Joker dude, right?
Yes, that's the Joker dude.
Yeah, he spent like a year like being a rapper or something. I remember him.
Two things. You know what? I'm not even going to get into it. I mean,
whatever. That's him, right?
Yeah, that's him.
This dude who pretended to be a rapper for like a year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like an art piece or something. Yeah, I'll ride for him. Movie. Okay.
All right. He's been in a lot of, you know what? It's okay. Tracy Ellis Ross.
Oh, she's dope.
All right. Let's see here. Lisa Bonet, who I personally think is the reason. Like, she's the prototype. I think she's great. Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
Julia Roberts.
Okay, okay.
Ryan Reynolds.
Which one's that? I forget. I confuse all the
he's the one that was not in Barbie. So the lesser Ryan.
But,
you know, he's fine. He was Deadpool.
Oh, okay. I like him. He's cool.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad I pulled that one out of my ass. I'm remembering who that
was. That's the Mint Mobile dude.
Yes, the Mint Mobile dude.
That dude's cool, yo.
I might
go with him. Yeah.
All right. There's also Frank Ocean.
Oh, yeah. Frank Ocean's kind of dope.
Okay.
Just because he scammed the system like that with the double album that same
day. Yeah, that actually was kind of player. Although, where is that first album he put out? Is that anywhere?
I don't even know because I felt like the label felt they got jerked. So they was like, nah, take this shit down.
No. Well, I mean, that first one was the one he did to satisfy the label. Right, next day was Blonde.
Right.
But there was some stuff on that first one to take care of the contract. Was actually like really nice. But the only way I got to hear it was, you know, he had a video of himself putting together a ladder or some shit while the music played in the background. Do you remember that? That's how that was the release of it. The only way you could hear it. Yeah, Frank is wild. And I actually last week listened to Frank Ocean for 2 days and I learned something. And that is, that motherfucker is bleak. I can't listen to it. It's too depressing. It made me the saddest I've been in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, I'm sinking. It was, I mean, beautiful voice and the music, you know, it's here. Some of them I still love Channel Orange a great deal, but boy.
I don't get it. Like, the level of bleakness is wild because, like, not only do you have to, like, you got to write the song, you got to sing the song, you got to mix the song, you got to sing backup vocals in the song.
Right.
Then you got to, like, perform the song. Like,
well, he doesn't really do the perform part.
Fair.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why he's like, yo, I've been hearing myself be depressed in all, like, aspects of my life.
I don't think it's depressing to him. He came up with it. I think it's just to me. It's that weird thing of just like, is there anyone that you listen to that no matter what mood you're in, when you hear their music, they make you feel a particular way, no matter how you felt in the lead up to listening to it. And every time you listen to it, you walk away feeling that way.
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
Nas
gives me like melancholy a lot.
Who does? Nas.
Yeah,
okay. I could see that. So I think that is what I realized with Frank Ocean. I was like, oh, every time I walk away from listening to him, except for like, not every time. There are some songs I like a great deal that don't make me feel that way, but there's still a little bit of melancholy on the songs that I like.
Right.
And then the rest of it is just like, oh. And I'm like, yo, maybe I just can't like... It's like that in a way that I don't enjoy. I mean, I listen to a lot of real sad sack music. Sad sack music. I love it. But this one, I don't feel like great after. I'm like, he's good at it, though. Not saying that he's bad. He is good at it. No,
he's got a gift, yeah.
I mean, his cover of Moon River, which isn't necessarily like a super uplifting or whatever, his version of Moon River, I'm just like, I mean, it's not just a note for note, just like, it's kind of a little all over the place and a little experimental. And I love that about it. But at the end of it, I was just like, huh, that was heavy. Everything just feels so heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew he was different when like he made like a club song that like still sounded like a cry for help. Like I felt like Noah Kane was like, yo, this ain't a happy story.
No, no. And I love that song.
Yeah.
I love that. And, but even in that song, he goes, yikes. Like, what?
Yo, I was just, I remember, like, the first time I heard it, I was at the club. I was looking at Gabby. I was like, yo, why are we dancing to this? It sounds sad as hell, yo.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I am in no way knocking Frank. I'm glad he's here.
But love the song.
Boy. And I, you know, and it could, maybe, I don't know if it's a generational thing. I listened to it recently with my roommate. He was like, I just love everything he does and his choices and all that kind of stuff. He's thinking of it as like a musician. And I'm like, I hear you, but I also want to weep right now. And that isn't how I felt three songs ago. So who's that on?
Frank Ocean makes me want to like eat soup. You know, like,
yes. Yes. Exactly. Frank Ocean sounds like a sick day.
Real talk.
Oh, God.
Yo, I like that. You know what? Frank Ocean, okay?
Yeah.
That's my new Scorpio door right there.
There you go. That's like good.
It. Ryan Reynolds, Frank Ocean, y'all the new motivators. You know what I mean?
Good, good. I just needed it to not be Drake and Diddy. So if we could go... If we can
no
go,
more take that. I gotta Ryan get their catchphrases.
Yeah.
I don't gotta take that no more. You know,
but if that's okay,
I'm gonna get some new catchphrases. I'm gonna listen to these songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yikes is a pretty good one, actually. I like that one.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's not bad.
Don't tease it. Yikes. Yo, yeah. That's gotta fire. It gotta fire.
I'm glad I can help. Like it.
Yo, appreciate you, Sean.
Yeah, no problem. Glad I can help.
In other news, Girl Scouts discontinuing an extremely popular cookie. Uh-oh.
You know what? And I only saw the headline. I'm going to click on the story now. You guys are watching me with my eyes closed. I have no idea what it is.
The Girl Scouts have discontinued their extremely popular new raspberry rally cookie. Oh, okay.
That ain't popular. Get the fuck out of here. No one's
Nobody
even heard of that.
That shit. Yeah.
What, yo? All right. Lies, ain't no one worried.
Yeah, nah. I was concerned. Real talk. I was like, yo, the coconut game better not be touched, okay? I need my Samoas, all right? All day. Raspberry rally cookie just 1 year after its launch, according to a spokesperson. Last year, raspberry rally cookies were introduced as part of a pilot online-only sales strategy. This was a fun new way to teach girls omni-channel business skills and expand our cookie portfolio by introducing an exciting new flavor to the Girl Scout cookie program. While raspberry rally was extremely popular last year, we are taking a pause this season to prioritize supplying our classic variety.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I wonder what that really means.
Yeah.
Also, this says that they're raising the price.
Hitting us where it hurts.
Yeah. Girl Scout cookie fans will still be able to purchase all the classic cookie flavors, including Samoas, Thin Mints, Do-Si-Dos, Trefoils, and Tagalongs, though the price of the cookies is expected to increase.
$6 a package.
I mean, look, man. I didn't buy any this year.
Yeah.
I was just like, I think I have Thin Mints in here from 2 years ago. I'm good. I don't need any. I clearly don't need any more. But, man, I thought they were going to get rid of any of those, honestly. And I was going to be upset. But one from a year, come on. Y'all know that ain't popular.
Never even heard of that.
I didn't even know that happened last year. How about that?
I buy them every year. Mm. Real talk. They knew.
Well, I guess because it was online only.
Yeah, real talk. My niece, my cousin's daughter knew not to mention that nonsense.
And I don't really like raspberry.
Real talk. Like, I'm not against it. It's just, I never crave it.
You know what? Raspberry is replacing strawberry in flavor things now. And I wonder if it's because we've depleted all of the strawberries or or what? Because I'm not big on raspberry. And it's one of those things where people are like, well, if you like strawberry, you'll like raspberry. And I'm like, no, that's not true. That's not true at all. What?
I don't get that whatsoever.
Yeah. So I was just like, no, I don't.
I just assume raspberries are cheaper.
Maybe they are. Like they're putting them in, like, you know how jellies now, when you get something that, like a donut with jelly in it, and it used to be like maybe grape or purple. Yeah. Anyway, I'll say purple. It's supposed to be great, but the flavor is purple. But now they're like, oh, we've got this red gel. It's all now it's raspberry a lot. And I'm like,
I'm good.
No,
maybe they're trying to like fake health us into it, you know? Like,
yeah, is there something healthier? See, that's the, don't you hate that? It's just a fruit out there doing its business. But because now it's being forced into my cookies and sweets, I think that it's like some sort of, it's healthy. And they're trying to get one over on me.
Real talk.
I
asked for these antioxidants. Okay?
Yeah, and all raspberry is doing is just being itself, but I don't trust it. My sister had a container of blueberries in her fridge. And she's like, yeah, I like blueberries. I was like, blueberries? Like, I looked at her like, who are you? Like, I didn't trust her.
Just questioning your life relationship with this lady.
Because she's always been a strawberry girl, but now this bitch got blueberries. What's happening? You know what I mean? I don't know.
She just eats them, like, on their own?
Yeah, she eats a handful of blueberries, and then she flies to work or some shit. I don't know, but yes.
Yo.
As a snack, yeah. You know how you eat berries or fruit or, well, do you? I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Wait, hold on. I've never had a blueberry. As like a snack? No. I eat like apples, oranges, like, but those are meant to be eaten. They're handheld. Like, it's like the size of your hand.
Wait, hold on.
you know what I mean? Blueberries and strawberries.
You don't
like,
eat like strawberries. What about grapes?
I've had those, and I think that's like a mistake. Like, but again, like they got like a handle, like they got the stick.
I can't with you. No, you just rinse them off, and you take the little, and you eat them. It's like candy.
Nah, blueberries are like ingredients. Like they're like big, like spices.
No,
and like they're meant to be sprinkled into things.
No, you can eat them out of the container. It's like Skittles. It's like nature's Skittles.
Every time somebody grabs blueberries, I ask if they're making pie. Like, oh, what are you making today? You know,
who's made a blueberry pie?
I don't know. That's where my head goes. Like, there's no way you're eating this on its own. So I assume you're cooking.
What kind of 1950s shit is that? Like, I'm not. It's funny because I was just less than a minute ago anti-blueberry, but it's not that I'm anti-blueberry. I just think that it's being forced on me as like a healthier choice than strawberries.
Right.
And I'm wondering what disagreement we got into with the strawberries that now suddenly it's a pivot to blueberry and raspberry, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I will absolutely like announce to you that you can eat them.
Okay.
It's not... fruit isn't only the ones that you can hold in your hand like that.
That's what they're meant for. Like bananas is kind of, it's a handle. Apples are a handle. Pears are a handle. Oranges, you got to cut them, but still a handle.
Plums, no.
But like blueberries, that's like, oh, like throw that in the whatever you're making. Like the but like blueberries go in oatmeal, right? That's
okay.
That's an ingredient. You know,
all right. It's a garnish. It's an addition.
Yeah, it goes. Yeah. It looks pretty. You wave it. You move it aside and eat the thing you're gonna eat.
Okay. Wait. No. You eat the blueberry. It adds the sweet. It's okay. Here we go. Do you eat any sort of? Wait. Don't you like to mix like Chex Mix and pretzels and Cheetos? Don't you do like a whole?
Those are great. I make my own party mix.
Your own party mix. And you eat it with your hands, right? It's just like a finger food, like popcorn and all that kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
It's in that category of food when you think of food as the vehicle.
Okay. So it's, to me, in that comparison, blueberry is the pretzel. Like, I want to get it out the way for better fruits.
Okay. All right. I understand that then. Yes.
Yeah. I can
do
that.
I
but
get
sincerely,
that.
Sincerely, to me, I don't think it qualifies as that. To me, like blueberries is more like the Cheeto cheese dust on top of the Cheeto. You know, like it's a thing that's used to decorate and add flavor. You know, that's what I've always viewed it as.
That's wild. Okay.
Yeah.
I
put it in my smoothies.
Sure. You put out because it mixes
it's an ingredient. Yeah.
And it's all right. But you don't just eat like you wouldn't eat a handful of blueberries, but you also wouldn't eat like strawberries either. like out of
yeah, like that's kind of like the border. Like my like nieces eat strawberries, and like I was like, oh, you'll outgrow that, you know. But I feel like that's just because.
It's not a like, thing to outgrow. They like strawberries. Oh my god!
I'll be looking at my niece Ryan. I'm like, yo, all right, that's cute, you know. But one day you'll get over that nonsense. Like,
oh my god!
I just feel like she's doing it because it's her handheld food. You know?
Oh wow! Okay,
like, maybe that I could see blueberries being snacks for babies.
No, I can't.
The oranges are too big. You know, they got clementines. You know, the Aspire to.
Oh, sure. Like cuties and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly. They got cuties. They
right,
got
right, right.
Blueberries,
yeah, no,
strawberries.
People eat blueberries. Yes. People eat
crazy.
Blueberries.
I've never
people
seen that.
People eat strawberries. Yes, they
strawberries
do.
Strawberries. Never...
Oh, my God. I can't
yeah, that's crazy,
it.
Yo. Real talk, y'all out here eating blueberries? Like, just, yo, that's bananas. That's mind-blowing to me, yo. Real talk, that's the crazy, yo, 3 years of this show, that's the craziest shit I've ever heard, yo. People just out here just putting their hands in the, that's bananas. Why? There's so much food that's already finished. Like, it's cooked. You just eating, like, the flavor. Okay.
What? Okay, I can't. Just because it doesn't have a skin or something? Or
I don't
peel?
Know, just something like when you tell me you eat blueberries, that's like, telling me like you eat salt, you know, like okay.
I can't talk to you anymore about that. You're insane. You're insane. I can't even
like word? Like, okay. Like I mean I do too. Kinda.
That like, is the straight. Wildest thing I think you've ever said. That may be the wildest thing you've ever said.
I feel the same way, Sha. I feel like that's the wildest shit you ever said. I concur. Oh, man. If you would like to see video of Gasol trying blueberries for the first time.
Oh, please.
Three.
Absolutely. Like and subscribe. And you know what? I don't even care how many stars you give us. 3, 4, 5. We'll make video. I'm going to make him eat blueberries. Absolutely. There will be video.
Oh, when I went on a health kick once, I put him in my PB&J sandwich instead of the jelly. That's as close as I got.
Uh-huh.
You know, I would put the peanut butter on both sides so that I try to put it on one side like a normal PB&J, but then the blueberries would roll off when I was making a sandwich.
Right.
So I put them on both sides. I did that. Did not taste better, but my doctor told me it had more fiber.
And oh, sure.
And better antioxidants. So it's cool. That's as close as I've gotten to eating a blueberry. But like just on its own, that's insanity. That's wild.
Boy, I get it. Oh boy, we're going to make so much. Just wait till you see this video of Gastor eating blueberry. All kinds of little things.
Yo, I don't get that at all. Be real talk. And they smaller than either, like the little Ritz sandwiches too. That's how little they are.
They're
right?
Smaller than the what?
You know the little Ritz sandwich cookies? That's probably, I think, as small as I would eat like a handheld
thing. You know what? I didn't know there were.
And blueberries are smaller than that. That's crazy.
Therefore, yeah, it's not a real food because it's smaller
food.
Than a Ritz, which is a miniature Ritz, by the way.
Yeah, the little Ritz mini sandwiches.
Yes.
Blueberries are smaller than that. Like, I can't see how that's.
If you could put it in the middle of a miniature Ritz.
So, like, when you grab blueberries, you grab in, like, one at a time, like.
You could probably eat a couple of them like sesame seeds. Yeah, you could probably do that.
Wow.
I mean, they're not that small. They're a smaller berry, right? So they don't have like a stem or anything. They're just in a container. And first you rinse it off. People, rinse off your fucking fruit. Rinse off your fruit.
Okay.
And then, you know, you just kind of pop them in. They literally are like a little bigger than like raisins. Like raisins.
Okay.
Like raisins. Do you eat? Are you okay with the idea of eating raisins?
I get that. Like, but like, even that is kind of weird to me because I like raisins I associate with cereal. You know? And again, the only time I feel like it's okay to eat raisins is when you were a kid. Like your finger is made for the box. You know? Once you can't finger the box, it's not a snack for you.
Okay. I mean,
last time I had a Raisin outside of Raisin Bran, like, mm-hmm. I might have been like 8. Like, just okay. a free Raisin, just like right. a Raisin on its own, like out in nature.
Yes. Okay.
Like, in the world.
But you understand then the idea of eating something that small and kind of sweetish and, you know, right?
Yeah. Like, but that, for kids, I guess that makes sense because it's a handheld food for kids.
Yes. But a lot of those kids do grow up and continue to eat those small foods.
Nobody eats raisins as grown up. You eat raisins now? Who do you know eat raisins, Shot? Don't be spreading this propaganda out there, okay?
People eat raisins.
Listen to the show and you eat raisins, let me know. I promise you this is going to be a single-digit response, okay? We got thousands of listeners. We're going to have seven people to eat raisins.
I'm not saying that we're out here just scarfing boxes of raisins.
I've never seen a raisin since I've been paying a mortgage. not once. Have I seen an adult friend of mine like eating raisins? Nah, B.
People are
Every time I've seen raisins is like one of my like aunts is making some weird Dominican recipe.
Sure. Yes. You know, right.
Or like we're babysitting a kid. That's okay. The only time raisins are around me. Nobody's like, yo, nah, B. I don't even see raisins in recipes in adult restaurants. Like, I don't see them nowhere. Like
That's because raisins are a very what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you either love them or you hate them. And putting it in people's foods outside of like unexpectedly, you know what I mean? If you make a cookie and you don't say that it's a raisin cookie, if you buy like bread. Like, you know, cinnamon toast, cinnamon bread or something. And you don't say it's cinnamon raisin bread.
Yeah.
People get upset. Like, that you don't, you can't just spring a raisin on. So
that's fair.
In the way that you're like, I don't see people eating raisins. That's because it's one of those things where you got to be very clear. Very divisive. You've got to be very clear that there are raisins in this thing. You can't just spring it on people. But the people who fuck with raisins, fuck with raisins. And I will go on record as saying, I think adults are out here still eating raisins.
Yo, I don't know, man. I feel like I almost feel wrong in asking for people that eat raisins to respond because I feel like they keep that a secret if they do. Like, they know something's wrong with doing that.
Please.
There's so many adult-sized fruits that, like, are made for your hand. Raisins are not adult food.
I mean, I don't know. Their ingredients,
you described it, right? They go in raisin bread.
They go in things, yes.
They go in oatmeal raisin cookies.
But I think people eat raisins. I think people definitely eat blueberries. I think there are foods that are small that adults eat, even though they're small. Not everyone eats based on, like, what you can hold in your hand.
Yeah, it should be like, this is like a serving size, like your palm.
What?
You know, you get, like, chicken this size, you get fruits this size.
All right, that sounds like some old Weight Watcher shit, where it's just like, you can only eat 2 ounces of chicken, it has to fit in the palm of your hand, and it's like 4 points. Like, no, we ain't we're not doing that. You want me to put a palm-sized serving of spaghetti in my hand and that's all I get? Get the fuck out of here.
You get 2 palms.
No.
But you definitely don't get a quarter palm.
That's 2.5 spins of my fork. 2 palms.
You know what I know? You know what I know you don't do? You don't get 1 string of spaghetti. And that's the equivalent of eating a blueberry.
People do. I mean, people will eat just 1 strand. Not for dinner. Not like as a snack.
Nah, only if they 2 dogs kissing. That's it. Only time you do that shit.
Test if it's firm enough. I don't know. I can't.
Result. And if you email me and say you eat blueberries, like, don't just say that just to prove Shy right, okay? I know y'all agree well more than me. I want to see video of you eating blueberries.
Yeah,
not just one. All right?
Not out of there.
Yeah, I want to see the full chew through and like say, oh, I want more. All right? I need proof of this. All right? I'll just be like, I know Shy's the logical one. I get it. Okay? But don't just be like, oh yeah, I agree with Shy, and then don't show me proof. I don't believe y'all. Okay? I want to see these raisins and blueberries out. Yo, nah, B. And I want to see the raisin one. I want to see video of you eating it in front of your friends. Like, don't just be eating raisins in private.
By yourself?
Like, yeah, like you out like, yo, like Super Bowl Sunday, yo, break out the wings and raisins. I want to see that. Okay? If you this pro-raisin shit, I don't believe it at all. There's no way you've done it.
Also, that's the name of the episode, Break Out the Wings and Raisins. That is merch. Literally, write it down right now. Break Out the Wings and Raisins.
Oh, man. If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastro Almonte. Shout outs this week to Lori McDaniel and Iron Fist Mom. Always appreciate y'all. With all that said, I am the adamantly knowing that I'm right about this blueberry nonsense, Gastro Almonte. You know, Frank Ocean don't eat raisins, okay? Actually, I think he does eat raisins. I don't know why.
No, he probably eats everything one by one.
Yeah, he does feel like he eats like the stuff like that.
Just plucking it off of a tree. Yeah.
Drake don't eat raisins, okay?
No.
Ryan Reynolds, no raisins.
Oh,
I think he eats blueberries.
He looks like a blueberry eating motherfucker, right?
Yeah, he looks like a blueberry eater, for real.
Yeah.
Okay. Tracee Ellis Ross, I think she eats blueberries but doesn't like it.
You know what? That may track too. Actually, that may track.
I'm telling you. She's like, I got to do this, okay? Right, like, they got me on this new diet. Fine. You know what I mean?
That kind of tracks.
With the propaganda spreader, Shalay was sharp. Okay. Well,
I'm just mentioning that something may be, I don't understand why it's propaganda. I am not under the thumb of Big Blueberry. I don't really like blueberry. So,
how you feel about blackberries?
I don't even know. Aren't they kind of fuzzy? Isn't that the thing with raspberries too? They're kind of fuzzy. I always feel like they've gone bad. Anyway, we're trying to get out of here, and you're gonna get me talking more about berries. I can't. We don't have the time.
Oh man. Loki might have been the most controversial episode ever.
It might be.
Catch y'all next time. Peace.